Fun fact, you guys, women cheat way more than men. So if
wait,
you
what
woman
happened?
Out there,
how do we
no,
get
because
there?
You're saying as a wife, it's like, oh, now you're cheating. And now women love to play the victim and we love to be like, men cheat so much. I know way more women who cheat way more than men and way more slicker and get away with it way more quicker than these men because women stick to the program.
Yes. 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 Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to talk about relationships and marriages. And we're going to really have a conversation about infidelity. Right? Let's talk about the power of forgiveness. Let's talk about the power of moving forward. Right? Let's have a conversation, though. We got to talk about stepping out and cheating and infidelity. It's important that we put this on the table, right? Because, you know, it's an article I'm going to read. And the article is from The Sun, which is a UK publication about a couple going through some changes. The wife got caught with a hand in a cookie jar. You know what I mean? And it looks like she's on the brink of losing her family, right? Even though this story is going on across the pond, it's coming back to the States, right? So we're going to talk about, again, marriage, and we're going to talk about culture. Living in a so-called white man's jurisdiction, we're going to have a conversation about that also. And I really want to just talk to the nephews, young brothers, young princes, young kings who that are newly married. And if you're not a newlywed, if you're courting somebody, you're courting a shorty and you're thinking about marriage, beloved, I want you to stick around. We're going to have a conversation that's built on man time. We're not going to rush it. You know, we're just going to take our time because, you know, getting married is serious business. This is something that after taking the oneness ritual, that's what that's the whole ceremony. You know, you're having this ceremony, this ritual, with the intentions of going to the grave with the person that you're giving the covenant to, the promise to. Beloved, along the way, though, it's going to be some challenges now. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be mentally prepared for what might happen. You know, it reminds me of a saying that my mom, right, my old bird, she always used to tell me. She said, you know, VJ, it's not the what is that's going to make you do what you're supposed to do. She said, but son, it's the what if. The what if makes a person, drives a person to do and take certain steps that they should take. It's the what if, not the what is. Because you can currently look at your situation and be like, okay, this is cool, this is that. But what if this happens? What if that happens? Like, what if? What do you mentally have in place to deal with the what if? So, love, you know, we're going to... True indeed, but love, we're going to have that conversation today, right? Check this out. There's a couple things that came across the table. You know, there's a couple things that came across the table. There's a couple articles I glanced at, right? This one caught my attention because it was kind of like centered around two other articles, you know. It's a devil that lives in Texas. Well, really, it's a couple of devils, right? One of them, his name is Trent. He's 48 years old. He just been charged with murdering his wife. Her name is Savannah. She's 30 years old. This happened in H-Town, right? In Houston on Wednesday night. Okay, that caught my attention. They got children, you know. The streets, beloved, it's the streets. No matter what is your racial background, no matter what ethnicity, the streets want your children, the streets want your family. That's a reality. You know what I'm saying? That's, I can't put it any other way. If you are married, if you're a man, there's always somebody that wakes up every day that wants your old lady. The streets want your old lady. If you're a wife, you just cannot kind of like gloss over the fact that there's somebody every single day that wants your husband. They're looking at him. They're coveting him. They're looking at what y'all got going on. They want a piece of dog. That's the reality. The streets going to always want what you got going on. And then if you're raising children, the streets need new customers. Right? They just need new customers. Whether that be drugs, whether that's adult entertainment, whatever that could be. The streets always want your family. You must know that. There's another devil. His name is Corey Birmingham. And he just got sentenced. The gay dude like 10 years in prison because he killed his wife. Both of these women allegedly had their hand in the cookie jar. You know what I mean? He found out that she was cheating. It's a video on this one. You know what I mean? And he confronted her in the driveway. And then he laid her down.
You really want this on video?
I'll pull it. I'm mad enough to just pull it. Okay. All right. Goodbye, Breeze.
Nice to know you. You gonna meet Jesus.
So these men are sending their wives to Sheol. You know, they're sending their wives to Hades. And of course, we can look at it and say, well, if they wouldn't have been doing this, this wouldn't have happened. We can look at it that way. But, you know, if we just keep things on man time, we would say, well, if all of us died, if all of us was killed because we did something we had no business doing, how many of us would be living? Like, how many of us would really be living? You know, if we got caught for stealing that shit that we had no business stealing, or robbing that person we had no business robbing, or if we got caught dealing with a woman we had no business dealing with, or dealing with a man for some of the shorties, you're dealing with a man you got no business dealing with. How many of us got a second chance, third, fourth, fifth chance to get it right? You see what I'm saying? So the power of forgiveness still works. The power of an apology still works. Because by operating on man time, we must first identify that, okay, the ball was dropped. And then once we say, okay, the ball was dropped, we have to recognize that, well, apologies are necessary. Now, whether the person get it or not, because we're going to read an article and we're going to start identifying what should have took place. You see what I'm saying? Even though it didn't take place, or not up to this point, or maybe we just don't know. But we're going to discuss and say what should have taken place, even if, because you could be in a similar situation. So we can all be on the same page, like, all right, well, at least we know this should have happened. Even though it didn't happen, this should have happened, right? If you are married, and if you're not married, you one day have the desire for be married, and you're an original man, you got to know this, right? Communication is important. It's important. I can't stress it enough. Our definition for communication is you got to be able to share what's in the front of your mind, the middle of your mind, and in the back of your mind to the person that you're with. It got to be that grace, that environment. It has to be there for you to be able to do that. You got to be able to do that with her, and she got to be able to do that with you. It just, you know, when you're talking to your spouse, it must be the safest place. You guys have to fix it to it's the safest place to have a conversation in. You got to put it in a position and put your relationship in such a manner that it's a no judgment zone when you talk about certain shit. Because it's y'all two on a journey all the way to y'all hit the grave. So nobody can't be faking it, because you can only fake it. Check it out now, because we live in an age of technology. You can only fake it for so long in the age of technology before the shit come out what you got going on. You know, so communication is going to be the most important thing in any marriage. Again, I'm going to go over the definition again. What we call communication here was in the front of your mind. What's in the middle of your mind and what's in the back of your mind? If you're a man and you're married, on this platform, we look at you as like you're the skipper. You're the captain. You're the general. We use that term often. You're the general. You must be committed to programming, deprogramming, and reprogramming. Right? You just got to be committed to that kind of shit. There's no way you're going to make it. I'm talking about, listen, beloved, we live in the hills of North America in the territory that we call the United States. And what you will learn is the so-called white man in his jurisdictions, it's pretty much all the same, because no matter if it's Europe or if it's America, if you live underneath his rule, we call it Shaitan. You're living in the land of Satan. This is so important that you got to know this, because you're going to get residue by just living in the land of Satan. You know, it's cool to be a whore in America. You can be the biggest whore in America. It's cool. I'm talking about for a man or woman. Now, that shit is cool here. You know, if you go out one day and you run out into the world and you try to make an album or some form of entertainment about how much you give and give and give, in the land of Satan, it might not. That's not going to be popular. You're not going to get a lot of push, a lot of energy behind that. But, you know, if you made an album or you promoted an energy that had a lot to do with robbing and stealing and taking from somebody, your shit will go to the top. Whether it's music, whether it's a movie, it's going to the top, because you're in the land of Satan. If you came out and started doing documentaries about men that's 20s and 30s and in their 40s and their virgins, males and females, and how they kept themselves, and you put this documentary out, man, that shit ain't gonna go nowhere here. But if you wanted to promote your Only's fans page and you know, who was sleeping with who and who's promiscuous and who can bust it wide open, who's twerking, like I said, like who's the biggest hoe, man or woman, shit, you gonna, this is the country for that. So once we know this, though, we all got to know this kind of shit. That residue is going to get on the men and women. It's going to take a little bit more effort to be righteous, to be harmless to the person that you with. Because it's so easy to be, it's easy as hell to be selfish in this country. Infidelity is selfishness. Yet, even though we know that, on this platform, we call adultery and infidelity, we call that, like, you know, that's a form of mental illness. Therefore, we don't necessarily like, and keep in mind, we know everybody got their own radiator. You know, you got your own thermostat. What you can't take, you can't take. We get it. But you gotta be, you know, you gotta be aware that it is always a possibility that this is going to happen to you, because you're living in the land of Satan. You're living in the land of temptation. You're living in a land where you can find a person, if you're a married man or you're a married woman, you can find a person that would be more willing to take you over your side piece's house than they would take you to work. They'll get tired of taking you to work every day. If they had to pick your ass up to take you to do something positive here in this country, oh shit, they get tired of that quick. But if you're going to, you need a ride, or somebody to take you to do some foolishness, to go whoop some ass, to go meet your side piece, to go do some funny style shit, oh, they'll take you there every day. They'll never run out of energy to do that, because this is the land of Satan. So the temptation, it's not even a real balance here. The temptation, the shit, it's unreal. But, you know, we don't want to see anybody lose their fame, especially the original man. We don't want to see you, beloved, lose your family because some residue got on your own lady. You understand? We don't want to see you do that because some shit got on your own lady. Because this is the land. This is what it is. That's why we encourage our brothers, man, you got to be committed to programming, deprogramming, and reprogramming. You're the coach. We look at you like you're the boxing trainer. And your old lady out there, and y'all in the third round or the third year of the boxing match and sure to get knocked down. Because niggas' wives is getting knocked down out here. So what you going to do? You going to go back to the locker room and... Or you going to go back to the corner and tell her, yo, you fucking up. We gonna throw. I'm going to throw the towel in because buddy knocked you down. He didn't put that dick on you. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we feel as though, beloved, I don't care how weird it sounds. We feel like, nah, man, that's not a big enough reason to cut your old lady off. Because we use families as a vehicle to build a nation. So, like, how we just going... We need some third and fourth chances around here. Some shit, because we can't do everything on the... We can't get rid of every woman on the first chance. We can't get rid of every... Sisters can't get rid of every fucking husband for fucking up on the first time. I mean, goddamn. We can't... We got to have a little bit more grace with each other because we know... Look at the circumstances we live underneath. Just look at it. Just look at it. Financial, infidelity, and domestic. We don't encourage nobody to stay in a domestic... Somebody whooping your ass... And y'all busting the windows and shit out, and y'all busting the holes out and all in the walls of the crib. And y'all just, no, we ain't encouraged. None of that. That ain't gonna work. Financial issue, we can work on it. Infidelity, we can work on it. Gotta take an STD test. After that, we can work on it. We don't wanna lose our families to the streets. It's like, goddamn, this is the day and time. It's like, and, you know, black women got to know this shit. You know, this is the age of technology. The shit that you used to be able to get away with, you're not going to be able to get away with that shit no more today. Not in the age of technology, motherfuckers got tracking devices. The phones ain't nothing but a tracking devices. It records every single thing. And, goddamn, we're going to read this story today. It's like modern technology caught the sister up. Like, so now we got to just double down on the communication. If you are feeling a certain kind of way, your husband got to know first. He cannot be blindsided. Your wife got to know first. She cannot be blindsided. She got to know first. She has to. It's no way of getting around that shit no more. Don't you know the DNA test is like less than 30 years old? Man, that shit came out in the 80s. We talking about 35 years ago, 40 years ago. This is when the DNA test came out. This is some recent shit. Up until then, all through human existence, the man just had to take the woman's word on if he's the father or not. Women have to understand that it's modern technology that is exposing them. Because the phones and the DNA test have exposed what y'all got going on. Women got to wake up and say, okay, the shit that we used to do, we can't do that no more. It's not going to work no more. It's not working. Every fucking week you hear about this woman got caught, that woman got caught, this wife got caught, that wife got caught. Every fucking week. Well, I mean, what's up? In this day and time, you don't have to cheat on nobody these days and time. You can find the internet made it so the very same technology that's catching you up is the very same technology. It would allow you to find a person that will allow you to fuck off every now and again. They ain't gonna trip on that. You know how many motherfuckers that's a black seed and brown seed that are involved in open marriages? We talking about the man and woman. Because they can't make like niggas ain't with that shit. No, some niggas with that shit. No, niggas is with that shit. Niggas with open marriage too. They don't say it publicly, but they with it. You can find anybody you want on the internet. The internet is out here. Anybody can find what they want. So ain't really no need to just come on now. What are we really doing? Let's take a look and see what we got. Right? We at the Sun. The headline says Love Island star Marcel Somerville has walked out on his wife after she was accused of cheating on him with a U.S. pop star, right? So you can see the two. Lovely couple, right? You can see the two in the middle of the video. If you can't, if you're on the podcast, it's just check the thumbnail out. How about we do that? I'll put their photo on the thumbnail. And before we read the article, let me say this, right? Because I'm going to just let you know the players that's involved. that is involved with this here. It's two couples. You know what I mean? The brother name is Marcel. His wife is named Rebecca. All right? Then you have another couple, a shorty named Kyra, and her old man named Slim Jimmy. You dig? Rebecca is stepping out on her husband with Kyra's baby daddy, Slim Jimmy. You dig? All right. Rebecca is Slim Jimmy's side bitch. That's Marcel's wife. Right? Slim Jimmy is Rebecca's side nigga. This is Kyra's baby daddy. I just want everybody to know the characters that are involved. Okay. Now, before we go even further, let's get on man time. But let me say this. Whether it happens or not, the reality is, being that Rebecca, she got caught, everything just came to the light, right? Everything, Big Mama always said that. Everything that happened in the dark gonna come to the light, right? And Big Mama also used to use another phrase. She said, well, shit, if it don't come out in the wash, it's gonna come out in the rinse. Well, it came out in the rinse. Rebecca owes some apologies in this matter. She owes her husband an apology first. Of course, obviously, because you know, you make a covenant, you give your word, you got to stand on it, right? Now, does she owe him an apology for being attracted to Slim Jimmy? No. Does she owe her husband an apology for wanting to fuck Slim Jimmy? Nope. Here's the real kicker. Does she owe him an apology for fucking Slim Jimmy? No. A wife that wants to sleep with another man is nothing wrong with her. That's not where she dropped the ball at. You know where she dropped the ball at? She never communicated that shit to her husband. That's where she dropped the ball at. If you are a husband and you want to knock something else down in the world, that don't mean nothing wrong with you. That don't mean nothing wrong with you. If you're a wife, yeah, you can love your husband all you want, but you got you a top three that you want to knock down. That don't mean nothing wrong with you. If you go out and act on it, that don't mean nothing wrong with you still if you act on the shit. But if you acting on it, whether you're a husband or a wife, and you never had this conversation with your spouse, now you in the goddamn, see, you operating off the Lord's self. Now you done fucked up. Now this is where you fucking up at. It's the communication part. That's why we say here, communication is when shit is in the front of your mind. It's in the middle of your mind and your back of your mind. The minute you thought about that shit, you should be supposed to share it with your old man. The minute you thought about this shit, you're supposed to share it with your wife. Man, damn, I met a shorty. I seen a shorty. I feel this way about this person. We have to create an environment that our marriages, our relationships is the safe space for communication. It has to be the safe. It got to be the safest space for communication, right? All right, let me get back to the apologies. Rebecca owes Marcel an apology, right? That's a given. She also owes Kyra an apology because she knew that Kyra and Slim Jimmy was in a committed relationship. She owes woman to woman that woman an apology. Whether they ever happen or not, we don't know. We on man time. We talking about what should happen, right? She owes Slim Jimmy an apology. She owes Dog that she was in the game with. She owes Dog an apology. Hey, listen, Slim. You should have never got this pussy. I apologize to you. What happened between us should have never happened. Blase, blase. That got to be an apology too. And then last but not least, she owes an apology to herself. You know why she owes an apology to herself? Because even though you can have a significant other step out on you, you got to understand this too now, beloved. You got to understand this. Before they even lied to you, before they went into an energy of manipulation towards you, before they start to deceive you, beloved, you must know that they had to deceive themselves first. Even though you feel like you just got cheated on, you the victim. You're like, oh man, your wife ran around on you. Oh man, your husband ran around on you. Yeah, yeah, we get that. Before you can be the victim, you must know that they're the first victim in this whole situation. Because in order, when you know right from wrong, when you start doing anything opposite of right and wrong, you got to lie to yourself first. You got to trick yourself first to make it seem like it's cool. That's why, check it out. How many brothers got caught? This is, check this out. That's how come most times when niggas get caught, the first thing that they do is they start acting like that the intuition of the wife is totally off base. Now, she been feeling this shit. She been curious. She been asking questions. And you thought, no, I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. And then the minute she digs deeper and go deeper, you still denying it. And then she comes out with the proof. Now, before the proof come out, the lies that he's telling you, they ain't shit but the shit he been telling himself first. See, you got to lie to yourself first. That's why we say, beloved, we gonna take our time today. Because this is why we say, like, infidelity is like mental illness. Because, you know, you had to lie to you had to deceive yourself first. We put infidelity on this platform. We put it next to, like, gambling and drug abuse. And we put it, like, hand in hand with shit like that. Because, you know, there's a lot of vices in the world. But there's nothing, like, a gambler, they're mentally fucked up. They can just, because I'm from a casino city. And I've watched a coworker drop $27,000. She dropped $27,000 at the casino and blew it all in a couple of nights because she got a gambling problem. She's not, you can't be mentally there, but you can get in this kind of like, it's an illusion you can get in that you can find yourself in. You want to hear this machine ring. You want to hear the blackjack table tell you, you know, you hit, you want to see, but you just keep going for this feeling. It's an illusion that you're chasing. It's a delusion that you're chasing. And you never hit it, but the money's gone. That's how infidelity is. You're chasing something. You're chasing. You're in an illusion. It's not even real. You deceived yourself to get into the shit. Then when it all come crashing down, you're like, well, damn. Motherfucker, the gambler and the motherfucker that's married, that got caught up in infidelity, they don't recognize nothing till they lost it all. And then even sometimes they don't get it then. But most times that's when they do get it. Like, okay, you lost it all. Then they say, well, damn. So a man's defense mechanism is, man, I don't really like this bitch. Man, I'm just fucking. I don't really care about the broad like that. Because he's in an illusion. Think about it. The minute he get caught, man, baby, I don't care nothing about these hoes. I love you. I really love you. But listen, he don't care about them, but the outside woman get the pull from his intellectual resource, his emotional resource. Y'all fucking, she pulling from your physical resource. Then you fucking her raw on top of that. Let's keep it a buck. Niggas ain't fucking raw at the house with the wife and then gonna put the condom on in the street. No, this nigga fucking the outside broad, he fucking her raw. Then if she get into a jam, he's going to give his financial resource. But the nigga is in an illusion. He going to tell himself, oh man, they're just some hoe I'm fucking. She don't mean nothing to me. But in reality, damn, every kind of resource that you got as a man, she can get it. So if this is what you're doing for somebody you don't care about, beloved, what the fuck is you going to do about somebody you do care about? It's all an illusion. So if we are in this journey called marriage, we're going to take it to the death do us part. We got to help each other out. Get there. Because it's going to be a lot of residue on the men and the women that you got to choose from in this country. Beloved, it's just shit. It's just what it is. Going back to the apologies, because I keep going another direction. Rebecca owes all parties involved an apology. So does Slim Jimmy. Slim Jimmy owes Marcel an apology. If you fucking with a married woman, and whatever, you get caught or you don't get caught, you owe dog an apology. Slim Jimmy need to reach out to Marcel and say, beloved, I apologize. I had no fucking business fucking with your old lady, bro. You know, just tell dog I got caught up in the mentally dead space. I just did some shit I had no business doing. He owes his baby mama an apology. He owes Rebecca an apology. Sure, that should have never put this dick on you. I should have never put this dick on you. Everything is fucked up now. It's public. I should have fucking never did what I did. Now, Slim Jimmy has to see, and this is going to be because you don't want this being a part of your legacy. He has to witness that Marcella and Rebecca, they ain't together no more. They not together. We going to read the article, but we can fast forward to the, they not going to be together. Dog already left the house. That's why we read that first sentence first. Dog and booked it already. He gone. Dog, look, the husband, Marcel, he didn't went to his Instagram page, beloved. He didn't fucking took down every single picture with him and his wife on there. He checked out. Now, Slim Jimmy, beloved, you're going to have to grow in grace and intelligence. And it's going to hit you when you see Lil Man have a birthday party, a Christmas party, and they got the mom. Because you still going to kind of watch Shorty on social media, and you're going to see, damn, dog ain't even there. You don't want that to be a part of your legacy to, because it's so hard for women to get married from the fucking beginning. You don't want to be a part of a situation where a motherfucker lose their spouse because y'all in some lustful shit, just y'all in an illusion together, and then the reality hit where now Lil Man is, you know, he had the birthday party by himself because you wanted to get your dick wet. It's a bunch of bitches you could fuck, but I just keep trying to figure out, damn, how these niggas keep finding married pussy to fall into. Not excluding what, because it's two got to make a decision, but I'm like, god damn, bro, if we got 70% of our people is in a village that are already single with no husband, you can just put the dick on them. We fucking the 30%. We chasing down the 30% that got an old man. And I know why we do that, but that's a different story for a different day. It got to fuck you up if you a man to see, like, damn, you robbed Lil Man, which is Marcel's son. You robbed Lil Man for having a family picture now. Because dog is gone. Because this is what y'all wanted to do. I just look at life like that. Like, damn, man, ain't that to get a nut? Nah, ain't that big of a deal. You got a husband, old girl. I'm cool. I'm cool. What the fuck I get out of fuck? You got a husband. I'm cool. We know most men can't handle this shit. We know this. We know this. And then we'll get on social media and play the goddamn, the so-called white man is doing all this to break up the family. And then, hey man, see the black woman sided with the white woman and with this going against the man. And this is how they broke up the family. No, my nigga, you dropping dick, you helping up break up the families too. You dropping dick and breaking up the family. Now, is you going to leave your baby mama and get with Shorty and take on this responsibility that Marcel left behind? Fuck no, you're not going to do that. That's why Rebecca got to be smarter than that. Man, these niggas not going to take y'all along for real. They fuck your shit up, they gone. They not going to take you on, Shorty. It's not going to happen. But we just saying, now what is, what should, apologies got to be thrown all around the board. And at the end of it all, Slim Jimmy and Rebecca got to apologize to themselves. They got to apologize to this. Like, damn, we here? Pussy and dick got us here? Come on, beloved. We can't let pussy and dick get us here. Let's take it back to the sun. Because we're going to take our time. You know, we're going to cook on this a little bit, man. Anytime I see a black family break up, man, that shit bother me, man. This is my, you know, marriage is my religion, beloved. You know, I know in order for us as a people to get to the next step, we just all got to kind of know this. To build a nation, you got to build a family. You cannot build a new nation and you got broken families and your cornerstone ain't right, your foundation ain't right. You ain't going to be able to build a new nation with a bunch of single parents. I mean, it don't even sound good. Some shit you be like, well, it sound good that you... No, this shit don't even sound good. It can't happen. You know. Now we got a situation where maybe a blended family, because blended families are dope. You know, I think that's a very dope thing. But if you got a bunch of fuck niggas running around on the internet talking about don't marry a single mom, which is the corniest shit I think I ever heard before. But because I think like, damn, is some of these niggas agents? But I just think, you know, beloved, we know that the family is the key to get out of the situation that we are in. And blended families are dope. Blended families are a beautiful thing. So we can't have these niggas running around beating the drum talking about, you know, don't marry a single mom, don't marry a single dad. That's corny shit. Our only salvation is separation and marriage so we can build a nation. Let's take a look, see what we got. The mother of Slim's child, Katie, has claimed that Rebecca has sent intimate messages to her kid's father, right? Let's cook on that. What happened is that the married woman was sending her side nigga nude pictures of herself. How many times did we talk about that on this platform? Like, how many times? What are we doing? But I get it, queen. You are in a fucking illusion. These niggas putting butterflies in y'all stomachs. And we say what? They fuck with the co-worker and the nigga at the gym and the organization that they in all of the fucking time. You're human. I get it. Communicate these thoughts and feelings to your spouse. Please. That is the easiest thing. Just communicate what you got going on in your brain. That's all you really got to do. Right? Because I'm going to show you how all of this could have been rectified by just one move could have rectified everything. She took to her social media platforms to share what she had found out and even tagged Rebecca and Marcel in the post for them to see it. So what she did was this. The baby mama took every single DM message that Shorty was sending her baby daddy and she put that shit out on social media and the whole world seen it. And the husband seen it. And he packed his shit and he dipped. Because that's why I began the podcast with, yo, some of these niggas hurt these bras behind that kind of shit. They hurt him. He's hurt. Right? He's hurt. And his wife came back on social media and apologized to him, but he's already hurt. You know why he was hurt the most? Not because she did it. He was blindsided. He didn't see it. He was blindsided. Y'all got 30,000 TikTok videos with the family on there, and y'all making all these videos and these couple videos and these family videos, and then he was blindsided when he seen you on your free time. This is what you were sending to another man. See, this is the important thing about communication. If you would have shared your thoughts with him, he could have understood it. He wouldn't have left the crib. But what you did was you made dog feel like he is the only one. He's so special. He's this, that, and the third. And then when he found out your second face, that's what Big Mama said, y'all, you two-faced it. You got one face over here, you got another face over here. Once he seen the other face, he was completely blindsided. He don't even think, he looking at you like, damn, Shorty, I don't even know you. Why? He should know you. If he feels like he does not know you, why does he feel like he does not know you? And y'all lay in the bed every fucking day. Y'all got married. Y'all got a child together. How come y'all going all around the world together and you can't say, hey, you know what? I met a cool guy. I message this nigga from time to time. I don't even know why I'm attracted to him and I'm attracted to you. I love you. I'm just attracted to him. What is the fucking harm in that? There's no harm in that. But now here's the harm in it now. See, I'm going to tell you some cold shit. I'm going to give you some cold game. More often than not, females can always cheat and step out and they can keep it together because that side nigga, normally he keeps it all together. He doesn't get out of his place. He kind of keep it right there, right? But in the age of technology, you can send somebody and trust them to have that information. But what are you going to do when the person that they are dealing with found that information? They're going to do what they just did. They're going to do what this young lady just did. She's going to put your shit all on social media to blow your shit up. Blindsided the fuck out of your husband. Now you got no husband. He's gone. This is the age of technology. What are we doing? if you ever send anybody a picture, anybody a DM, anybody a message, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. You send it from your account, not a fake account. It's not going away. See, I was born in the 70s, and when this cell phone shit came out, we got throwaway phones. We could do a lot on the throwaway phone. But this shit ain't attached to us. It's just got a number. This phone get hot, we throw the motherfucker away, go get another one. Not y'all. This generation like new dummies. It's like, come on, beloved, what we doing? She took to her social media platforms to share what she found out and even tagged Rebecca and Marcel in the post for them to see it. So they seen it. They brother seen it. They mama seen it. They parents seen it. Everybody seen it. What's up? A source told the Mirror, Marcel is absolutely devastated. Rebecca was his life and he changed so many things about his lifestyle to make her happy. Everything he did, everything he worked for was for his wife and son. The poor guy feels like he's in a nightmare and he hopes and he keeps hoping he'll wake up. For him to know that Rebecca was telling another man she loves him and then spent Valentine's Day with him has completely broken him. He doesn't know what he's going to do now, but he's moved out of the family home and living with a friend at the moment. All right, that's the article on that. Let me just say this and we're going to close out, right? Nephews, I want you to hear your uncle. And I need you to hear me good on this one. There's a big difference between a woman fucking off on you and cheating on you, right? I'm going to give you some game. You can take it or let it alone. If you stumbled over something, like you didn't see it in old girl's actions, you didn't see it in the way she was treating you, you couldn't tell it at all, but you stumbled over an email or you stumbled over the text message or you, unlike in Marcel's case, somebody tagged him in a post, he seen it and he just was blindsided, but he wasn't able to tell, you know what I'm saying, about his relationship with him and his old lady. 9 times out of 10, that means she's just fucking off. Now, this is how you have to process every single thing that a woman that's fucking off on you. You got to process it this way. She just talking shit. She's sending pictures. She just talking shit. She telling dog she love him. She just talking shit. She telling dog whatever. You the greatest man on the planet. And you the greatest mechanic. Or you the, you the greatest weightlifter. You the greatest teacher. You the greatest doctor at this hospital. Like whatever the fuck she's telling him that's flattering. It's just she just talking shit. They're in a game together, beloved. They're in a game together. They just, it's not real. What she's saying is not real. She's just talking shit. Now, you couldn't tell no difference in your relationship. That's how you can tell she's just fucking off. Her clothes are still in the closet. Her panties are still in the top drawer. She's not going nowhere. See, the biggest danger that they teach young players is that a woman is more emotionally tied to a man that she's fucking off with. And that's not true. Because, beloved, I never got no emotional piece of pussy in my life. All the pussy I got been physical. Women can be just as physical, if not more physical, than us. They just not going to be physical with every fucking body. But they not going to turn down a nigga they attracted to. Women do not do a good job at turning down dick when it's coming from a man that they are attracted to. It's not going to work. So if he got access, as we say on this platform, well, he going to give you shorty some dick to digest. If he got the access, yeah, he going to put the dick on little mama. It's just what it is. Ain't no way of really getting around that. If he got access, every nigga can't fuck your old lady. But it's some niggas out here, like my, you know, like my grandfather always said, you never underestimate a nigga with some good game. You can't think you got the only game in town, bro. You can't be that naive that, man, I've been married 10 years and 5 years. This is my high school sweetheart. And ain't nobody gonna, you know, no, nigga. It's some niggas with some good game out here. And when he start putting the dick on your old lady, she not gonna change. She got you on a routine. She gonna cook dinner the same. She gonna leave the house in the morning the same. She gonna come home at the same time. She ain't gonna get caught up in that bullshit that niggas get caught up in. That's because she's just fucking off on you. Now, if she's cheating on you, cheating means that she has the intentions of one day leaving you for him. You're going to be able to tell that shit. It's hard to forgive cheating because you can't really forgive. It don't matter if you forgive or not because she's leaving anyway. Her mind is gone. She's gone. She's gone. You can tell. You ain't going to stumble over that. You can tell everything about her have changed. She's finna leave you, nigga. So you got to know the difference between the two. The importance of that is this. You can save a marriage if the bitch just fucking off. Now, you know, she gonna have to pay some offering. No, we just ain't taking motherfuckers back. You gonna have to. That shit don't work like that. You have to bring a good offering to the table and we'll talk about it. But she's not going nowhere. The way that this young lady jumped up and jumped on social media and apologized and did all that. Oh, she was just fucking off. Like, oh, shorty just fucking off. She ain't trying to be with dog. She just talking shit. He don't know that. I don't know who his uncles is. I don't know how he was raised. I don't know who gave him the game. Oh, man, you could have saved that marriage. You could still save it. Shit, y'all ain't divorced. I mean, you could save it now. But this is how it's going to have to work, though. Because a nigga was fucking you, that's going to take a little bit of pride out of him. Somebody got to put that pride back in him. That's what we call offering. The last thing that you can offer to a man is, I ain't going to do it no more. Bitch, you shouldn't have did it in the first place. That ain't no offering to me. What does he get out of the deal for taking you back? What did he get out of the deal now? Same thing go for the women. Shit, you catch your old man up. Well, you forgive him. Okay, well, what is he going to offer you? I just ain't going to do it no more, baby. Shit, nigga, that don't mean nothing. You knew you shouldn't have did it before you did it. So you telling me you ain't going to do it no more. You ain't doing me no motherfucking favor. What do I get out of the deal for taking you back? I need all these motherfucking passwords to these social media platforms. I need you to get on this Life 360 app with me now. I need to see your whereabouts. Now, I got to treat you like a child. You don't know what to do with your free time. Now, I got to treat you like a child. We got to go down there and get this STD test. Because I got to pull you out of this illusion to let you know, man, this shit you doing was real. Come on now, what we doing? Some niggas make their old ladies pay different kind of offering. Hey, baby girl, I need that check for the next 6 months. When you pay your part of the bills, whatever your part of the bills is, your credit cards and all that shit, whatever you got left over, I need to get it for the next 6 months. When we go out to eat, I need you to get it for the next 6 months. When we go anywhere, I need you to open my car door for me to make me feel like a man again. Because what you just did took some pride out of me. And then some niggas get real savage and say, to put that pride back in me, I need a threesome now. Go get one of your homegirls. You had to make it right. You had to make this shit right. I need a couple of threesomes. I need the next vacation on you. See, you got to bring a good offering to the table. See, the purpose of offering, whether you're a man or you're a woman that got caught up in the deal, is that when you rethink about what this person did, you have to think about the offering that you got out of the deal to make it okay. Because if you just got a motherfucker to say, well, I'm sorry, like, who's going for that? Who's going for that? I just ain't going to do it no more. Like, Hey, that shit don't work in the big city. Like, nah, bitch, you had to break yourself. Nigga knock you down. Shit, nah, you got to come up with some different. That shit ain't going to work. It's not going to work. But ultimately, beloved, we want your marriage to work. Whatever you got to do to make it work. Some people don't do offering. That's some street shit. We get it. Some people go more like on a professional side, coaching, right? Marriage coaching, therapy. It's pain, it's trauma there. We got to talk to somebody. Make the appointment. After the STD test, the number one question that you should be asking after you caught your husband with his hand in the cookie jar, after you caught your wife with her hand in the cookie jar, the number one question should be, do you want to see the person again? See everything out in the open, huh? Do you still want to see this other person again? Yeah, you caught, you lied, I get it. Do you want to see this other person again? Do you want to see Shorty again? You want to see this nigga again? Do you want to see him? Do you want to see her? That got to be put on the table. This also got to be put on the table. When you was with that other person, Give me the scale. 1 to 10. What your vibe is with this person? If shorty say, oh, this nigga just a 5. He all right. He just a 6. He just a cool nigga. He just gives some money. He cool. She just a cool chick. The head is good. She let me fuck it. Well, I didn't want to fuck her. She cool. I give about a 5 or 6. Okay. You be like, all right, cool. If that motherfucker say, it's like an 8 or 9 when I'm with this person. It's like a 9 to 10 when I'm with this person. Like, damn, that's the vibe. What's the sex? 1 to 10. You know, the sex is like a, it's like a 4 or 5. The sex kind of trash, but I get money out of them. Or a dog say, you know, sex is kind of trash, but the head is cool. Like, okay, cool. But if you married to somebody and they got an outside interest and they tell you, well, the sex is like a 9, it's like a 10. Like, damn. On the top rope, Bolts is not moving in. Super fun. Whoa, and he got him. A 3-time. And then you got to ask them, well, what is the sex with me? 1 to 10. What is the vibe with me? 1 to 10. And then once you get all your questions answered, beloved, you and only you are going to know what are you going to do next. And we leave it there. Peace and black power to your family. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out. This is indeed Real Black Content Form Podcast, man. It's your brother V, man. I'm going to get it with you guys later. Peace, peace, and more peace.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.